Media.
Blog Talk Radio.
It was like, man, I don't know, where did you get this? I mean, you first met you, and now you thinking of such things. Well, they don't know nothing. They don't know your why. Well, I started reading it very, very early. And I said, you know, I didn't want to call you so early. I said, I run and do this. Because I kept thinking. I said, there is a reason why you didn't see me at the blowing of the trumpet. Here it is. I made a call. I said, man, I called right now, Tim is now. Okay, I made a call to him, consult to him. I did the 1, 2, 3, like he just said, because I do listen. I must obey. And hallelujah, God. But I started the process. And I spoke to some guys. They said, Chris, got it written down right here. They said, we've been trying to get to you. Betting with you have always wanted brother. I'm a brother. They got my back.
Yeah, I always get stepping right, man.
This is your give unto the Yahuwah. Because I won't prosper. No, I will not prosper unless the Yahuwah. Well, we got to, but I wanted to show you. I got from 1, 2, 3. I'm listening. But now I got to give a big offering, right?
I didn't get the connection.
It's a big offer, right? He tried to take me. It's a big offer.
It's a fat offer.
Yes, fat. That's true.
We're gonna blow the trumpet and get something started, Cap.
Yeah, but it comes out. That's what I'm up here. For 8 years, throw that trumpet. I wonder.
Throw the trumpet for 8 years.
I wonder. I knew I'd blow it.
You know what I was coming up for? Amen. Yeah.
Stand in the presence of Yahweh.
He said that I'm Gabriel.
and the president, Yahweh, right?
Yeah.
So let's see who is the one that give him his instructions. Which Yahweh do he get his instruction from, Captain? To the book of St. John, chapter 14. It says St. John 16, chapter 3. I mean, Brother Free Israel, Brother Chris Israel of Free Russia. St. John chapter 16. Let's see that St. John 16. Let's figure that verse number. Let's see what I want over here. St. John chapter 16. Let's look at verse number. Let's look at verse number 13. We'll read down to verse number 16. St. John 16, verse 13 to 16. Brother Chris Israel, C. Roy.
John 16, verse
13 to 16. Let's see what the minister of spirit gives you directed from.
In John 16, verse 13 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth.
They say when the Spirit of truth is come, he's going to guide you into all truth. So what are you going to be working with? If he's going to guide you into all truth, what does that mean he's going to be working with? What truth is he going to be guide you through?
For he shall
hold on,
not.
Hold on. Question on the table. Yeah. And then, Brother Chris, what truth is he going to be directing you? He said he's going to guide you through all truth. So what is this truth that he's going to guide you through?
That we can read. That we can read. What truth are you going to be guided that we can reach?
Psalm 119, verse 142, David, Stephen, Stephen, right? See, we got to make this thing clear as can be. Can't have no holes in our armor, right? We got to hold that, David, before we go to that, the book of Ephesians, right quick. See how we gotta dress up, Brother Chris, from Ephesians chapter 6. But the Ephesians speaking to me, right? And let's pick it up at Ephesians chapter 6. Let's pick it up at verse number 10. Ephesians 6, verse number 10. Let's read all the way down to verse number 17. See what, how we gotta dress up, Sister Ephesians speaking to me, right? Ephesians 6. Verse number 10 through 18, 17.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Finding my brethren.
Finding my brothers, my sister, whatever.
Be strong in Yahweh.
So you got to be strong in Yahweh, go ahead.
And in the power of his might.
Verse
11. Put on the whole armor of Yahweh.
So you say you got to put on how much in the garment?
The whole armor.
The whole armor, Yahweh, go ahead.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, go ahead.
But against principalities,
Against
powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world.
Of this world.
Against spiritual wickedness in the high places.
Number 13.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Yahweh.
So you got to put on the whole armor of the Most High Yahweh. Let's see what we got to put on. Please.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand.
Verse 14.
Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth.
So you say you got to have your loins. Heard about with truth. All right, the question is there on the table. What truth? And we gotta be, have our loins girded with. What is this truth we gotta be operating in? Brother Chris Israel, C. Roy. Who go ahead and just Psalm
understand wherein I there.
Verse 25. What do you say?
Verse 25.
Yes, sir.
How forcible are right words?
So he say, how forcible, right?
Yes.
All right words. Is that what he say?
Yes.
Good, but.
But what? Does your arguing reprove?
Now he say, how forcible are right words? If you just don't fluff the gun, he said, what does your argument, what is it going back and forth about what you say and what you feel? What is that going to recruit? He said, but you got to have put for our right words. So let's see what kind of words we got to deal with when we operate up under the banner of Yahweh the Almighty. So say this, people, to see how we got to operate this thing. Let's run to the book of Romans right quick. But in Romans chapter 10, amen, people, see you right. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 1 and 2. Go down and read 13 through 18. Look at Romans 10, verse 1 and 2. Number 13 through 18, say amen, people, see you right.
Romans chapter 10. Verse 1, 2,
mm-hmm.
17, exactly. Verse 1. Brethren, my mind desire and prayer for Yahweh Israel.
My mind desire and prayer to Yahweh for Israel is what?
Is that they might
be saved. Well, now this is Brother Paul. He said, his heart desires that Israel, I come back to the covenant. Is that what he's saying? He said he prayed that Israel might come back to the covenant. Wait, read on.
Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahweh.
That means he said, you might have a little zeal working with you, right? So I bear them record they have a little zeal.
But not according
to knowledge. One thing we gotta get is the knowledge of the Most High Yahweh. We gotta get that lined up, right?
That's right.
He said, but not according to knowledge, go ahead.
Verse
13. Yes, ma'am.
Well, whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
They say, whosoever call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved.
Yeah, well,
please.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
So you ask the question, right? So now how is you going to call on somebody that you don't even believe exists?
Right. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
And you say, how is they going to believe in the one that they never heard of? Now hold that point. Now Paul in the book of Acts, Brother Chris Israel, he made a statement in the book of Acts. Right quick. Let's see if we can pull it out in the book of Acts. Chapter C Israel C
right.
Acts chapter 17. Let's run this down a little bit. Book of Acts chapter 17. Brother Chris Israel, see you right. Pick it up at verse 9, 21. Let's see how Paul dealt with the circumstances of the situation. Acts 17, verse 21.
Acts
25.
Okay.
Acts 17, 21 through 25. Brother Chris Israel, see you right.
Acts chapter 17, verse 21 to 25.
Yes, sir.
And it reads.
What it reads?
Therefore, this spirit, he.
Well, yes. Acts 17, 21.
Acts 17, verse 21.
Get up at 21 through 25.
Still there.
Oh,
for all the Ephesians.
Yes, sir.
And
strangers, which were their spit, their kind, and nothing else, but either to tell or to hear some new things.
So they said all they said, all they wanted to do was ride their gum, right? Bump their gum. Verse 22, man. Come on.
Verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill.
So Paul was in the midst of Mars Hill, go ahead.
And said,
what did he say?
Ye men of
Athens,
I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious.
He said, look here, you're too religious. Your mind is filled with religion. The Father said, you too religious. Go ahead.
Verse 23.
Your mind is filled with the things of this world, in other words.
For as I passed by.
Isn't that as I passed by? What about?
And these hill, your devotion. I found it an altar with this inscription to the unknown Yahweh.
So they said, I peeped what y'all were working with over there. You have something called the unknown Yahweh, right? Ooh. What did Paul do?
Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship.
So he said you worship how?
Ignorantly.
He said you got a little zeal for Yahweh. But not according to knowledge, right? Is that what Paul's trying to say, Brother Chris?
Absolutely.
What else is going on? What else is Paul put on the table here, Brother Chris Israel?
Him declare I unto you.
So Paul says, look here. I'm going to tell you exactly about this guy you are trying to seek, right? I'm going to show you how to get your hands on the Most High of Israel, right? So here's what I'm going to declare unto you. Come on.
Yahweh that made the world.
He said the one that made the world, right? Now which one made the world? Which one is Paul talking about?
Yahweh's son.
Now we just read, you know, they always want to flap their gun, but Paul said, I'm going to break down the book. So what can we go read that in with Yahweh the Son, Brother Chris?
Yahweh the Father.
What can we go read that it was Yahweh the Son? You know, when you got them hemmed all up, you might be able to prove all things. Yeah? The only way you prove it is they got to see with their own two eyes is just. So he said, I'm going to declare that I know Yahweh, that you ignorantly worship, right? But who is this Yahweh that created the world? Brother Chris Israel, who is he that we can be? Who is the one that created the world? Brother Chris Israel, see you, Roy. It's on you. Got to pull it out. Got to pull it out, Brother Chris. And to put it out, you made a mistake, and we ask you to show us where you are coming from, right? Let us see what I own to ask. What is that thing about who made the world? Is it that who made the world? What is that thing that? It's from the book of Hebrew. Look at the word of Hebrew, Brother Chris Israel is being right. Find that Hebrew. Look at the word of Hebrew, chapter 1. Pick it up at verse 1. Let's see what's going on here. Brother Chris Israel, see you right. Okay, Hebrew, chapter 1, verse number 1.
It reads. Yahweh, who has sundry times? That's why the sun would sundry times in diverse manners.
That's why the Son, who is 100 times in diverse matters, what he do?
Speak in time past unto your fathers by the Spirit.
By who?
They talk to the fathers by the seers.
They spoke to the fathers by the seers. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
As in these last days,
done what?
Spoken unto us by his Son.
Go ahead.
Whom he hath appointed heir of all things.
So he appointed the Son heir of all things. Go ahead. And what does he do?
By whom also he made the world.
So he said, by his Son he appointed heir of all things. It was by his Son that the world was made, right? Trying to get a second witness in Ephesians.
Brother
Chris Israel,
the senior
writer.
Wait, Brother Jeff
Dye. Yes, sir.
Read that over.
He's my guest. I never get enough of the word of Yahweh. Come on.
Your father,
uh-huh,
who at sundry times and in diverse manners,
correct,
spake in time past unto the fathers by the seers.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
Absolutely correct.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way he deals with that. That's the way that's supposed to be read. Brother Chris is very good. I wasn't going to hang my head on that, but you caught it, so come on with it.
Whom he hath appointed heir of all things,
mm-hmm,
by whom also he made the world.
So we got a clear understanding. Now, this is how we get understanding, right?
Hallelujah.
We know exactly who made the world, and we got it in writing, right?
Hallelujah.
We take notes, right? But we got that in writing. When you come up again, we be ready to go, right?
Hallelujah.
So come back to that Acts chapter 17, Brother Chris. Let's get it back to verse 24 and 25. Acts 17, 24 and 25.
Acts 17, verse 24 and 25.
Yes, sir.
Yahweh the Son that made the world and all things therein.
Yes, sir.
See that he is Yahweh, the Son of heaven and earth.
He's the Yahweh. What you throwing at? Yahweh that made the world and all things therein. He is Yahweh of heaven and earth. Come on.
Absolutely. Not in temples made with hands.
Well, not in temples made with hands. Go ahead.
Oh, boy, I see. Yahweh that made the world and all things therein,
mm-hmm,
see that he is Yahweh of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hand.
He don't dwell among those that are doing their own thing, in other words, Captain. So the one that working it out, that Paul talked about, they got a zeal. But now according to now, he don't dwell there.
You're sorry.
Verse 25. Come on.
Verse.
I know you looking at that in the
Hallelujah.
But it's a little bit deeper than that, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 25. What are you saying there?
Neither is worship with men's hands,
mm-hmm,
as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath. And all things.
So the one that created the world, right? We got a name on me with Yahweh the Son, right?
Hallelujah.
Come back to that Romans 10. So save it, So Romans chapter 10. Let's read that verse 1 and 2. 14 through 18. So save it, But we read, before we go there, let's come back to that Job 6. 24 and 25. Put that back on the table, Sister Amy. Leroy Joseph, 24 and 25. Put that back on the table before our conversation started, brother.
Yo.
Job 6, 24 and 25, Sister Amy and Leroy. Job
chapter 6, verse
24
and 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Teach me. And I will hold my tongue.
He said, look here, teach me. I will hold my tongue. Now, I'm not going to say what I think and what I feel, right? Go ahead.
And cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
Wherein I have erred. Verse 25.
Yes,
ma'am.
How for real.
How possible.
How possible are right words.
So he said, how forcible? Or what kind of words?
Light words.
Light words. What?
But what good your argument reproves?
So what good is it going to do to have a debate about Yahweh and ain't no book on the table? So let's see what this word that are, these forcible words that are right words, brother. Israel and seen, right? Let's run to the book of Ecclesiastes in the regular book. Ecclesiastes 12, let's think of that verse number 9 and 10. Brother Chris Israel, book of Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 9 and verse 10. What are these right words that has force? Brother Chris Israel and seen, right? Ecclesiastes 12. Number 9 and verse number 10.
Alright, hold on.
What we feel. We got to be able to prove all things, right?
Yahuwah.
They know what the scripture say and how to find it and how to get there. Now, they precept the book. Job 6:24-25 says, if it be your thing, rush.
I got some.
Hallelujah.
And also, Brother Chris, look at 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20. And this is very crucial, especially for the six anointed camp to understand this thing. It's most serious. And that's why we have to be held to a higher standard. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. What do that say that we can read? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 20 and 21. What does it say there, Father Chris, Israel, Steve, Roy? What do that say? See, we got some. It's got to be a ministry, got to be held to a higher standard. That's on you. Somebody supposed to fit that role. And if that's the case, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, go and pull out ABF 2021.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20.
Despise not prophesied. That means going and searching out what's written. Despise not doing it. Go and see what's written before the jibber jab starts.
Verse 21. Prove all things.
Prove all things. I mean, make sure you do what again? Amen, baby?
Prove all things.
Prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
And hold fast that which is what?
Good.
Now, what is the biblical definition of good in Romans 7, verse 12? What is the biblical definition of good? What can we read that ABL finish? See, you gotta stay away from all appearance of something that's not right by proving what you say. Don't just quote a scripture. Because somebody may ask you, where is that? Now you stuck for 30 minutes, can't find it. So hold that up. Because the only one we know in the Bible will quote a scripture. That's in Luke chapter 4 and Matthew 4. It saved the devil, but never tell you where it's at. So that's the spirit of saving the devil. Where is written at? In the 4th chapter of Matthew, the 4th chapter of Luke. He said, It is written that if you jump down, you're going to be, you say, it's written. Oh, why, he's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But he never tell you where it's at. So you understand something. When you run your mouth and open and say a scripture, and you don't show where it's at, that is the spirit of Satan the devil. Because that's how he operates in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. He'll quote a scripture, but never tell you where it's at. So that's why we come to show you sound is we do got to see the left hand and the right hand. Never quote a scripture unless you know where it's at. Don't say what Satan say. It's in there. It's in the Bible somewhere. So somebody asks, well, where is that in the Bible? And can you show me that in the Bible? Now you stuck for 30 minutes, can't find it. What you reading, Amen? Romans chapter 7, verse 12.
Romans chapter 7.
Remember, hold fast that was good, right? We go and find out what is good.
Right.
We preach up what is good. Romans 7, verse 12. What's good, A.B. Peter?
Wherefore, the former instruction is righteous.
Yeah.
And the former instruction is righteous.
Yeah.
And just.
And what?
And good.
So that we said, hold fast what's good. And what good is the Torah instruction? Don't quote the Torah instruction because somebody might ask you well, where that is. So if you don't have it, where is that? That means you could have pulled out a gun with no bullets. And in the wild, wild west, if you pull out a gun with no bullets, you know what's going to happen in the shootout.
Now, put 13 in there.
Well, hey, if you feel like you're 13 in there, you got something. So you got something then, huh? What 13 say that you got?
Well, then that which is good made death unto me,
right.
Yahuwah forbid. But sin that
it might appear sin,
yeah,
which death in me by that which is good.
Yeah.
That sin by the Torah instruction might become exceedingly death.
Uh-huh. Somebody, yeah, you and me, okay, good. Well, back to Brother Yahya, right?
Hallelujah. Well, you gotta be able to, take them to the book. Brother, I said, so,
I got some. I get enjoy at doing this. Because I know I can get right to it. I got to keep fucking these things. Yeah. 6, 24, and 25. Here we go. Let's start our reading.
Job chapter
6,
verse
24
and 25. Verse 24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue.
Well, he said, look at him. Teach me. I will hold my tongue. I'm not going to tell you what I think and what I feel, right? Please.
And cause me to understand therein I am the heir.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
How forcible
are right words. So you say how forcible. What kind of words?
What kind of words? See, the right word is forcible. But here's the key. Whenever you are getting ready to quote something, always when you're in a position to be around anointed leadership, before you quote something, you ask the leadership, what is verse X? And then they'll help you. Then you just finish the conversation. So somebody might ask you, what is X? So when you're around those that have the knowledge of this, you always say, what is this verse at? And then anointed leadership will tell you where it's at. Then you can say, okay, this is what I'm talking about. And then you keep things on. Just don't quote out stuff. Because somebody's going to say, well, where is that at? Now you're stuck. So always when you're around anointed leadership, ask them questions on where can I read my thoughts at? And then they'll show you, because they prepared to show you what you can read. And that's how you get to help others. Not to have a bucket conversation and nobody got none on the table.
Yeah.
You got to be a ministry to set the standard on how it's supposed to be. And that is Voices of the True Israelite. We set a standard to show you one thing. To come up to our level, you must have something on the table that we can read. And we just might ask you not to preach up that. If you can't do that, close the mouth up. Get the information, then come back again. Because my man asked you to preach up that. Then what happens? Now you're lost again. So block time is over. It's time out to get serious. Because what is the reading of Isaiah, Peter, and 1 Peter 4, 7? What is it saying? What is it saying, 1 Peter 4, verse 7?
First Peter chapter 4, verse 7.
But the end of all things is at hand.
The end of all things
is at hand. So don't look for a booming economy to come. It's over with. What we trying to tell you is that it's over with. It's time now for the what?
All things is at hand.
What word in there is at hand?
The end.
Yeah. So you, if you around company that think about the good old days, it's coming back again. It's over with.
Hallelujah.
It's over with now. This thing is coming to an end.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
in the 24th chapter of Matthew, verse 33, will tell you exactly where it's at. Yep, 24, 33, I'll tell you exactly where this saying is at.
Matthew 24.
Yeah, what it say?
Matthew 24, 33 says, so likewise you, when you shall see all things.
And we've seen all these things. We've seen it.
Know that it is near.
It's what? What is it?
Near.
How near is it?
Even at the door.
Knock, knock, knock. I'm at the door. I'm at the door. Verse 35. I'm at the door.
Verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Listen.
But my words shall not pass away.
Here's a man saying, back to Bubba Yaga, Israel. So it's time out for bluffing and trying to entertain with those that got the knowledge. Quote the scripture, you can't find them. It's time to get right in Yahuwah. Put that fucked up spirit down and learn something to be able to help somebody that needs to be out there drowning. Thank you, Brother Yahuwah Israel.
Go back to that Job 6, verse 25. Let's tackle that one more time. Job 6, verse 25. Now, if he only gets in the scriptures, as a Christian, be able to put your mark in there so you can flip right back to the scripture. Job 6, 25. It was just words.
Job, chapter 6, verse 25. How forcible are right words.
They say right words got some punch to it, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, go out.
But
what doeth your arguing?
But what is going back and forth with somebody? You, I think this, you think that. You think this, I think that. What good is that doing?
Mm-hmm.
Going back. Popping the gum, as the thing would say, right? What good do that have?
Right on, Brother Yonder.
Now, let's see what words got the force to it. Let's say we get Stephen. Let's run the second editor right quick. Let's see if we can line this up.
Bible study, Craig. Bible part of the Seventh Day. That's what we're talking about.
What is it that got voice to it?
That we can read.
2nd Israel chapter 9, looking at 36 and 37. It's
ABFCBFC. Bible study class. That's Bible study class, man.
2nd Israel 6, number 36 and 37. Right?
1, 6 and
9. 2nd Israel chapter 9, verse 36 and 37.
2nd Ezra, chapter 9,
36 and 37. I know.
No,
you have
it.
You're
going
to have to have some good
ears
on this one, Cap.
I get it. I know. I get it.
You're going to have to catch your boy in them pocket fills over there. You always have to get out of it. Brother Chris.
I got too many. I won't need them.
All
know.
Right. Come on with it.
2nd Ezra. Chapter
9,
verse
36
and
37. So what words have voice to it?
Then we can read.
Verse 36. Mm-hmm. For we have received the Torah instruction, perish by sin.
We have received the Torah instruction, perish by sin. We don't receive the Torah instruction, right?
Yes.
We don't, in writing, we receive the Torah instruction, right? We won't precept that. What can we go find out? Who received the Torah instruction?
That we can read.
Who received the first five books?
That we can read.
Who was that given to?
Yes, see. That cut all conversation down when you say, what can we read that? Now the conversation comes to a blank. Now what can we read that? There's a grin, yes, a grin. Now, question is, what can we read it at? Now it's quiet again.
All right, let's read Psalm 147, verse 19. Let's
see if we can read who received the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
That we can read.
Psalms 147, verse 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
He showeth his word unto Israel,
mm-hmm.
his statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
He showed it to Israel, right? His statute and his judgment, his word he showed to Israel. What did he say in verse 20? Did he go and speak to somebody else along the way? Brother Chris,
he has not dealt so with any nation.
Mm-hmm.
And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahuwah.
But he didn't go and when Israel, they acted a little foolish and was going to try to be somebody else, right? No, he didn't do that. He has not dealt so with any nation. As for his judgment, they have not known
them. They have not known
them. Let's run back to that back at Ezra. He didn't speak your Hebrew. But he showed this thing to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Second Ezra, chapter 9, verse 36 and 37.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have received the Torah instruction.
The weak that have received the Torah instruction are the 12 tribes of Israel. Go ahead.
Carried by sin.
So we got cast away because of our transgressions, our sin, right? We perished. We lost hold of this thing by our sin. It was on us. That's why I said he has nothing to do with it. Let's read that, Brother Chris. Brother Psalm 69. Back with.
Psalm 69, verse 4.
What
do
you say?
Psalm 69, verse 4. And it says, they that hate me without a cause,
mm-hmm.
are more than the hairs of mine head.
He said, the one that hate me is more than the hairs on my head. So yeah.
They that would destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
Be men enemies.
Be my enemies.
Wrongfully.
Wait, what did I do?
Are mighty.
Mm-hmm.
That I restored that which I took not away.
Said, I restored that which I took not away. Verse 7.
Because of thy sake, I have borne reproach.
Mm-hmm.
Shame have covered my face.
Verse 8. Yes, sir.
I am become a stranger unto my brethren.
Mm. So he said he became a stranger to who?
My brethren.
Mm. To his brethren, right? Go ahead.
And an alien unto my mother's children.
Mm.
So he said he became a stranger to his brethren.
Mm.
And an alien to his mother's children.
Yeah.
Now how are we going to get out from out from under that one?
That we can read. Now how do we get out from that Bible study class? How you got out from under that when we just got through it? And that's why this ministry got this assignment. All that I'm going to say, now look, that's why, how would you come in a class with your mouth gone with all this not knowing this information? The last thing for is your mouth gone. All this good stuff we just hearing right now, we need answers to it. Now, what are we going to get answers to what we just got through here?
That's why our whole body must be the first one in and last one leave. Because this information is very crucial in these last days. Now all the information you can drop down on the table, how we'll get our money.
We go to the book of Job, 24-25.
Okay, you got it. Okay, you got some in Job 24-25.
Chapter 2, verse 10 through 17.
Yes, ma'am.
sin.
Uh-huh. We don't put out key words to make us to help us preach up this and break it down, right? Hebrews 2, verse 10.
Mm-hmm. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
They make the captain of their salvation, right?
Right.
Perfect through suffering. Verse
11. For both he that sanctifies and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he was not ashamed to call them brethren.
So he not ashamed to call them his brethren, right? That was a question on the table. Who is his brethren? Verse 20.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Saying.
Saying what?
I will declare your name unto my brethren.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of the congregation.
In the midst of the congregation, church.
Will I sing praise?
And that's a powerful clue there. And we can find out who he say he declares his name to. We might find out who his brethren is, right? So what can we read where he declared his name to the brethren in the midst of the congregation? Let's see where we can read that at. And we might get his name on the table. From the Psalms right quick. Chapter C and Braille. Psalm chapter 22. Let's see if we can work it out. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here, little, and there, little, right?
That's true.
The book of Psalm chapter 22. Brother Chris Israel of Leroy. Psalm 22. Let's see that verse 22 and 23. Let's see if we can get a name on the table. Brother Chris Israel of Leroy. Psalm 22. 22 and 23. We need a name. Who is his brethren? We find out he said he's going to declare the name to his brethren in the midst of the congregation, right? So let's see if we can pull out a name on who his brethren is that he declared all this information to. Psalms 22. Verse 22 and verse 23. Let's see if we can get a name here. Brother Chris Israel.
Psalms 22, verse 22 and 23.
Yes, sir.
I will declare thy name unto my brother in the midst of all the congregation.
In the midst of the congregation, I don't see a word called all there, but in the midst of the congregation will I what?
In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee.
Verse 23,
ye that fear the Yahuwah, praise him.
Mm-hmm.
All ye the seed of Israel.
So he's talking to the seed of Israel, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Glory him.
Honor him.
Honor him.
And do what?
And fear him. And all ye the seed of Israel.
So this conversation is directed to who?
The seed of Israel.
So who is his brethren? Who is his brethren by name?
You just said it.
The seed of Israel.
Where are you reading that from? Why are you reading that from?
Right here, I'm reading it from Psalm.
From what? Psalm what?
23:4.
Psalm 23.
Right.
And tell you exactly his brother is who?
The seed of Israel. That's what it is.
The seed of Israel. You can read his brother is the seed of Israel. You can read where his brother is the seed of Israel. He clashed to the seed of Israel. Right? He clashed to the seed of Israel. Is that what he's doing?
Yes, but I need to make it more simpler than that.
You need to make it more simple than that. Why you make it more simple than that? Go ahead. That we can read. You go ahead and make it more simple than that, then you can read. But we can read.
I will.
All right, so what can we read to make it more simple than that? That we can read. What verse are we going to that, progress? To make it more simple than his brothers, the seed of Israel. Where are we going that we can read it?
Okay.
We come back and talk, but now it's time to show us what we can read it now. If we'll take it just quick as you was able to say you can make it more simple than that, you both had a verse to work with.
Yeah,
well. Just quick as you said, I can make it more simple than that. Okay, where is it at? Yeah, how long gotta wait for you to make it more simple than that? Ready to go, Saul. That's a dog. To make a statement like that, I can make it more simple than that, and we ain't read nothing yet. That's not good.
All right.
That's not good at all. I can make it more simple than that, and you will make that statement. Now we wait to hear something to read, and you ain't finding nothing.
Okay.
And I can make it more simple than that. Where can we read it at, and how long we got to wait?
No, I should be like that, man.
Your mouth ran like that. Your mouth ran like that. Yeah, you gonna run just like that.
Why are you working on that?
You run your mouth real fast, so you mean you gotta quote real fast. See, that's good. If when you run your mouth, you gotta quote the bad guy. That's vital to the class. But don't run the mouth if you ain't got nothing to work with.
Let's see if I can get a precept concerning the matter right quick, Cap.
That's right.
Give you time to locate that information.
Yeah.
Let's run the second ticket.
That's how you edify the body. When you say, I got something, then we wait for you to click it right in like a floor machine.
Let's look at
all this calls in it.
Say it's Timothy, something. ABS TV is Zero, chapter 4. Let's see how you got to be with this word of Yahweh. Say ABS TV.
Yeah.
Four,
brother, y'all pause with that sewing machine by putting them garments together. They put a big old pause up in there. We be having loopholes everywhere. You can't have no pause when you start that thing up. You got to be running all the way around. So when you bring out, I got something, I can make it more plain than that. Then we want you to hit hard right then and there. Don't sit there and put everybody to sleep.
All right, let's see how we go. He's supposed to deal with this thing. How you got to be in
2 Timothy 4?
Let's get to the matter at hand, verse number 2. Now listen, chap, how you got to be now. Let's see if you fit the profile here.
Hallelujah,
bro. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Savior,
see you, see what? 2 Timothy 4, verse 2.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Teach the word.
So they say you got to teach the word, right? How you gotta be?
Be instant.
You gotta be what?
Instant.
Instant. I mean, you can't take all day to come up with a precept. Gotta be instant.
In season.
In season.
Out of season.
Hey.
Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering and doubt.
But they gotta be instant. If they're waiting, gotta
be ready.
Gotta put out. Yeah, make it more plainer than his brethren is Israel. They wait for you to precept that what came out of your mouth, right? We need to go read Ecclesiastes chapter 5 right quick.
Yeah, I'll take so. Not on that one, read something else behind that joke.
Hallelujah, God.
What, can I say this then?
Now, no,
I
didn't
tell you,
I can read.
Right quickly.
Yo,
only what
we can read.
To the book of James.
All right,
let's go get it.
You want to
know who is in his brethren, right?
That's right.
Go get it.
There you go. There you go, Bob Chris.
Upon my mouth.
Hate that stuff. Lay your hand on
on your mouth. Lay your hand on your mouth. Stop trying to get in where you don't fit in because you ain't got nothing to work with. Lay your hand on your mouth. Job did it. Job, see, he was outmatched on what he was on. That's how you get humble. Look at Job. It is a cardboard. He put his hand on his mouth. But that's the same thing you got to do. Put your hand on your mouth. You ain't got no answer. You didn't learn how to build it all up unless you great in Job. When you say you got something, we expect for you to have something. When you say you got something greater than that, we want to hear it. Now we ain't hearing nothing. Come on, brother, y'all got your breath.
Hallelujah. Well, come back to that Job 26:25. Let me be right quick. I'm going to be ready to pack it up. Job 6:25.
Job 6:25.
How forcible are right words?
So he said, right words got
some
force to it, right?
Yes. But
what you are arguing is
true. He said, but what's it going back and forth, going back and forth? I think this, you think that, maybe this, maybe that.
26
days. And you ain't, I don't know, maybe it's easy. Go ahead, read it. If I sound good to my ears, go ahead, read it.
Verse 26,
mm-hmm.
Do you imagine to reprove words and
right.
speeches of one that is separate?
Is desperate.
Desperate, which are as wind.
He said, your own understanding is like the what?
The wind.
He said that when you come with your own understanding, it's just like the wind blowing, right? Now let's see if we can write that one down. Since you put it on the table now, we got to follow up on that.
Yeah.
On the GF Israel T. Roy. Let's see about that wing thing right quick if I can pull it out. The book of Proverbs 25, Mother GF Israel, verse number 14. Proverbs 25, verse 14, Mother GF Israel T. Roy.
Proverbs 25, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Whoso boasts himself of a false gift.
I got something, right?
Yeah.
But you know, step out there with a false gift. And like what?
It's like clouds and wind without rain.
Now you see the cloud and the wind starting to blow. You expect the rain coming out and all that good stuff, right?
Right.
But when you say, I got something, this begs for something to be put on the table of the word of Yahuwah, right?
That's right.
We don't want no lovely song, no long conversation. We want some precepts. But let me get up.
What is the seal on that? Yeah, I got
to stop thinking about that. All right, see ya. On that note. Gonna bring you back in the seal. Israel will see you worry about faith. Hallelujah. Alright.
But they still give a power for closing a prayer for Brother Yahdah for his journey. Get ready to take to us from this will give a powerful prayer for his safe travel and his safe return.
Yeah.
So Abel Peter drop a powerful prayer down for our lead teacher going and returning, coming back. It's all faith to eat. And it's a powerful prayer for our brother. Go on, take care of some business in Yahuwah and return and grant stuff. Come on, eat the hill.
Anoint him
in and out of the realm that he has sworn to, that you would cover him, Father, in and out of every location. If they would touch not your anointing and do your fear, your harm. As we here are to do the same, keep him, and perfect peace his mind stay on you. And that you would keep him in the straight and narrow road. Help him to understand, to give rest, and not go forth without that rest. That you would nurture his body as he eats nutritious food, and his path be in the way that you would have him to go. And for the mothers that are in the midst preparing the way, that you would help her to lean on you, Father. Not to do her own will and things, to trust everything that you are saying for her. The brother is there as a supporter and being one of the men in their garment, that they will be buried. The blood would cover every single one of them. That they come back safely, or even in their journey, or being where they are, that you would watch over them. Your ministry spirit. Your righteous name.
Hallelujah. 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 Yahweh, send him and bring him back. In the word of Almighty, send him and bring him back. We all going to be on assignment to go and come in Yahweh. Yahweh bless our lead teacher. Send him and bring him back safely. Because Yahweh, we know it's no accident in you. And if anointing will go with him, Yahweh send him and bring him back. Hallelujah.
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 Have a safe trip, my brother.
All right.
Hallelujah.
For a witness
unto all nations.
And then shall the end come.
And then the end gonna come. So what we doing in Boston's other two is like, we send our brother to do some teaching.
Yeah.
He's going to do some teaching.
Yeah.
And how is he gone? Let's see. He did call his hands to back up to give us the verse. But Yahweh, I'll tell you plainly how you got the road. See, to know that he in it, he tell you how you got to roll. Let's run to Luke chapter 10 and pick up verse 3. He'll give you what to say, how to say it. 10 verse 3 of Luke.
Luke.
Of the of Israel.
Luke chapter 10 verse 3.
Listen to this.
Go your way.
Go your way.
Behold, I send you forth as a lamb among wolves.
I'm going to send you as a lamb among wolves. Go your way. I'm going to see you as a lamb among these wolves.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Go ahead.
Carry not a purse.
Don't worry about carrying a purse.
Nor strap, nor shoes.
Right.
And salute no man by
the way. And don't get caught up in all that old small talk. Go ahead.
Verse 5. And unto whatsoever family, you enter first stage.
Yahweh be with you. That's how you roll. So that's how you roll. When you go on somewhere, Yahweh be with you. That's why we got to understand the plan of Yahweh. Yahweh be with you.
Yeah.
And so otherwise, if you got to Yahweh before you, you going to go and come and grand style. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. That's what it's all about.
Hey.
We got to come. And we gotta come and we gotta go in the Almighty Yahweh. We gotta come, Brother Elijah. Yahweh be with you. All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. So we're about this thing. We're about to take care of this man's business, and we gotta do this man's business. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what it's all about. So we clear about where this man coming from. And we got a role to play in this man, because this man, what kind of man is this man anyway, A.B.F.B., let's find what kind of man this man is in Matthew 25:24. The man we serving, this is what kind of man he is, the man we serving. We serving a man in 25:24 of Matthew. This is what kind of man we serving. We got to be clear that the man we serving is in Matthew 25:24. What kind of man are we serving?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 24.
Listen good.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Yahweh,
what?
I knew you that you are and have not sown.
Right.
And gathering where you have not sown.
Right.
So,
yep.
Verse 25.
Okay, well, read the 25. I need to find what kind of man we're dealing with. Well, you sure it wasn't in verse 24? Like, okay, read 25. 24. I'm missing a hit.
Okay.
24, 25, I'm missing a hit now. Read, just read.
Okay. Verse 25, and I was afraid.
Okay.
And went and hid.
Yeah, so otherwise, I went and hid what I received. I'm going to sit back, and I'm just going to take what I got. I'm just going to be Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3 now, Brother Elijah. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a regular book, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3. This is what I'm going to do. This is going to be a 12, verse 3. What it say in Ecclesiastes out of regular book, 12, verse 3? I'm going to be a 12, verse 3. Let's see what he says about 12, verse 3.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3.
Listen good.
The day when the keepers of the house shall tremble.
Right.
And the strong man shall bow himself.
The strong man gonna bow himself.
And the grinders cease.
Right.
Because they are few.
Yes.
And those that look out of the window, they're darkness.
And those that look out the window, gonna look around to them.
Be dark.
There will be darkness. So you think you can sit there and look out the window at this thing? You're gonna be in darkness. You cannot continue to be a look out of the window on Yahweh's business. You got to be able to get in from Yahweh's business. So if the man we serve is, what kind of man? Come on back, A.B.L. Peter. What kind of man we serve? Verse 25.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent.
Oh, yeah, right. So I'm just going to sit out the window on what he done gave me. I'm going to sit and look out the window. Go ahead.
Verse
24.
There you have that one.
Yeah. That's all I'm waiting to hear. Come on back to verse 24, A.B.F. You got me all out of pocket. All I want was 24. Come back and give me what I need.
Okay. Matthew
25,
verse
24.
Yeah, what it say?
Then Jesus answered and said unto them,
ye
which have received the one talent came.
Yeah, what did he say?
What
kind of man we serve? This is a hard man we serve. This ain't no cream puff man. This man telling you what time is. What kind of man is he?
Hard man.
A hard man. So that's how we got the role. We got the role the way the man gave us to us. This man said, I'm a hard man. So he ain't looking for no cream puff ministry. Brother Elijah, give me Luke chapter 19:21. What do the hard man mean if we go to Luke 19:21? See, the man we serve is a what kind of man?
Hard.
And what that mean in Luke 19:21? Brother Elijah, see you right.
Luke chapter 19, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
Walk for your Jew.
Uh-huh.
Because you are an austere man.
Because I know you are austere man. A austere man means a hard man. The man we serve is a hard man. He going to tell you what he wants to be doing and what you going to be doing, and it's on you to do what he tell you to do. This is how this man runs. This is how he rolls. See, we can't be have that spirit of always got this effeminate spirit, and we're going to ignore what's written in the Bible to keep everything peaceful. Brother Elijah, let's give me St. John chapter 7. Verse 6 and 7. He's going to do a little talking while Brother T get all sprayed out and get himself ready.
Chapter 7, verse 6 and 7.
St. John, chapter 7, verse 6 and 7. What does it say?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 6 and 7.
Yeah, what does it say?
He hath my son said unto them.
What does it say?
My time is not yet come.
He said, see, Yahweh said he knows his time. But he said, his time have not come. Go ahead.
But your time is always ready.
He said, any time I might drop a tree on your head, any given time. So keep stop taking it for granted. Your time is always ready. You might just all of a sudden be sat on the corner, and somebody come across the street from around the corner and run you over. Your time is what kind of way?
Always
ready. So you can't take none of this word for granted. You got to be serious about this man's business. Your time got to be what kind of way?
Always ready.
Let's go to St. John chapter 15. Brother Elijah, good morning. And pick up verse 18. See, we got to make sure we ready to go. When it comes down to Yahweh's business, and we know what this man is saying. St. John chapter 15, verse 18. Let's see what's going on, Brother Elijah.
St. John, chapter 15, verse 18.
Yeah, read a little bit of that, see what we're working with.
World hates you. You know that it hated me before it hated you.
So if the world hates you, you're going to have to hate them.
Yeah.
He said, I'm telling you up front, when you're dealing with this kind of teaching right here, the world going to do what?
Hate you.
So all of y'all were all a pat on the back. Well, how are you going to be greater than the man that's telling you up front? If you got my word, the world going to do what for you?
Ancient.
Is that what we're reading?
Yeah.
What's that name?
19.
What?
If you were of the world, the world would love his own.
Oh, but if you were of the world, like the T.D. Jakes and the George Myers, they all of the world, they get all the pats on the back because that's the world stuff. You finish 18? Come on back, finish 18 But yeah, whatever. That was okay.
St. John chapter 15, verse 18.
Yeah, give me some more.
If the world hates you,
right?
You know that it hated me before it hated you.
Right.
19. were of the world, the world would love its own.
Right.
But he says, ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
Yeah, go ahead.
40. Remember the word that I said unto you.
Okay.
The servant is not greater than his Yahweh. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you.
Now, y'all hear the man saying? The man, he's saying, the bottom line, you're going, when you deal with Yahweh's word, you're going to be what? Just as he got him, he gonna get you. So why is you worried about being the most lovable guy on the block? If you in the word of Yahweh, according to Yahweh, he give you heads up what's gonna happen. Now what's gonna happen again?
If they have persecuted me,
yes,
they will also persecute you.
And they're gonna get at you.
They have kept my saying.
If you kept his saying,
they will keep yours also.
So there you go right there. So you got to work with the wall that when you show up the Bible saying, and they do the Bible, we all good. If they don't do the Bible, they ain't all good. So let's see what, and his brother picked up on that verse, Brother O'Shea. His brother picked up on that verse in James chapter 4.
Yeah.
Verse 4 to 8. His brother picked up on that verse in James chapter 4, verse 4 through 8. Let's see what his brother said. Now, this is Yahweh's brother. Remember brother Yahweh was talking about the brother?
Yes.
Let me read something in Galatians real quick by Moses of Israel about Galatians chapter 1. Let's make sure we can prove that he's talking about the brothers of Israel. In Galatians chapter 1, Mother D.F. Israel, let's look at what it says in 1 and pick it up in verse number 19. Galatians 1, 19.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 19. It reads, but other of the followers, apostles, saw I none, save James, Yahweh's brother.
Yeah, who is James?
Yahweh's brother.
So remember the conversation was when the brother was teaching earlier about the brothers who Yahweh is the brother to. He's the brother's James. You know, James is one of the members of the 12 tribes of Israel. So there you go right there. So we got to come up with some answers. James is Yahweh's brother. So now we know who he came down to. Now, who was reading something? Brother O'Shea. What was reading again? James, what was reading again? Okay, 4 through 8. What was saying, 4 through 8? Yes. Put a little more base in that. So otherwise, if you're a friend in this world, you worry about what the world says because you ain't your friend in the world. So what? You're a friend of this world. But guess what he says in 13 verse 3 of Brother Elijah? What he says in Apocrypha 13 verse 3? In Apocrypha of Sirach 13 verse 3. If you a friend in this world, you worry about what the world, you got your friends, and you worry about the world looking at you because you got your friends on. But who you trying to please? You trying to please the world, or you gonna please this guy in 13 verse 3? What is it saying in Sirach 13 verse 3?
But 13 verse 3, big man that has done wrong, and that he threatened with all, both the poor and strong, he must increase also.
Bread.
Or, if you be for his property, he will
easily... No, what you read? You read 13 verse 3?
Yeah.
Well, read again. Read that slot 13 verse 3 again. I'm missing something. No, make it wisdom Solomon. I'm sorry. I'm getting hit on my ear and every side. Make that wisdom Solomon 13 verse 3. Make that wisdom Solomon 13 verse 3.
Wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah, 13 verse 3.
Chapter 13 verse 3. With you beauty, if they being delighted, took them to be thy father. Let them know how much better than thy father them is. For the first part of beauty have created them.
Yahweh is the first author of what?
Beauty.
So if Yahweh is the first author of beauty, if Yahweh is the first author of beauty, then what did he put on you to make you that he like? If he's the first author of beauty, then what did he do, Brother Elijah, in the 15th chapter, 37, verse 40? What did he do? Since he's the first author of beauty, since he know about beauty, and you say you about Yahweh, and this man's the one that created you, so what is the first author of beauty that he put on a people that we can read?
You say what chapter?
Numbers. Chapter 15, 37 through 40. So if this guy is the author of beauty, what beauty did he put on a people that he chose that he was pleased with? What did he give instructions about it?
Numbers.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 15, verses 37 through 40.
What did he say?
37. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, saying.
What did he say?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the children of Israel. All 12 tribes. What?
And feed them.
And order them. Order them. Order the children of Israel. This is an order from him. What?
That they make them fringes.
They make what?
That they make them fringes.
They make fringes.
In the borders of their garments.
Great.
Throughout their generation.
So long as you know you're an Israelite, long as you're living to please your mighty one, you got to have on what?
Fringes.
Great.
In the borders of their garments.
Great.
Throughout their generation.
Great.
That they put upon the fringe on the borders a ribbon of blue.
And you put on a ribbon of blue, and that's recognized royalty. The only color got royalty in it is blue. Blue is royalty. So a ribbon of blue, royalty, the fringes, then what else happened next?
39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe.
For a fringe.
May look upon it.
Oh, they own you for a reason for you to look upon it.
And remember all the Torah instructions.
Uh-huh. So when you look on them fringes, it's an automatic kick that brain in about the what?
Remember all the Torah instructions in Yahweh.
The first five books of Yahweh. So when you see them fringes, it's going to make you remember about the first five books of Yahweh.
And do them.
And then what?
And do them.
And do them.
And if you seek not after your own mind.
So if you're doing your own mind, you ain't doing Yahweh's mind. If you're doing your own mind, you're doing the mind of Satan.
And your own eyes.
And your own eyes.
After which you used to go along.
I mean, once you understand how to please your maker, and this is why you try to get into his kingdom, I think you ought to do that to get your paycheck. A spiritual paycheck. Why don't you do what this man tell you to do? Because he know what the first author of beauty is, and he said it's the fringes. You worry about what the world got to say. Huh?
40. That you may remember.
What?
And do all my Torah instructions.
Uh-huh.
And be righteous unto your Yahweh.
Great.
What?
That's it. And be righteous. And what he says in Matthew 24, 35, what he says, Brother Elijah, what he says in Matthew 24, 35, what did he say? What did he say?
Matthew.
Yes, sir. What did he say?
Chapter 24, verse 35.
And what did he say?
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
Go ahead.
My words shall not pass away.
So you see the man is trying to tell you, what he got on TV is going to stand to eternity. If you're going to please him, If you know you Israel, remember one thing, the blessing is in the friendship. You folks be wanting to get them out as much as can, like Peter said, not only my feet, not only my head, look upon my feet, do everything. Because you want the blessing of Yahweh. Come on back, brother Hosea. Come on back in that chain.
James.
Verse 4 through 8. Yes, sir.
Verse 4.
What does it say?
You are closer than the closer.
Mm-hmm.
Know you not that the branch of the world is in me.
Go ahead.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world.
So whosoever be a friend of this world.
You don't want none because I'm going to sit down.
Go ahead.
Stop you.
Stop. You think that the scripture is in vain.
Submit yourself to Yahweh, go ahead. Resist the devil, which is the world. Resist the devil, which is this world. Go ahead. Right.
Draw near to Yahweh.
Draw near to
Yahweh.
He will draw near to you.
And he will draw near to you. Cleanse
your hands. Cleanse your hands.
Yes.
You what he call you?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Purify your mind.
Okay. What kind of mind?
Double mind.
Oh, when you got a double mind. When you don't want to say Yahweh got one way to do this thing, and you decide to go any other way on it, you got a double mind. Yahweh said, well, please them to see the children of Israel walking around with fringes on, with a ribbon of blue. That's what pleased them. But if you feel more comfortable without your fringes on, that means right there you're a friendship of the world. And the world belongs to Satan the devil. Matter of fact, let's precept that and read that. And what did Yahweh say behind that, Brother Hosea? What did he say behind that in 14 verse 30 of St. John? I'm going to get one more in turn over to both King Israel. Ride a little shotgun. So what he says in 14 verse 30, either you'll do it Yahweh way, or what did Yahweh say pertaining to the world of Satan? 14 verse 30, Brother Hosea, what did he say? St. John.
14 verse 30.
Yes, sir.
Hereafter I will not talk much with you.
I ain't gonna talk much with you after. Go ahead.
For the prince of this world coming.
The prince of what?
This world coming.
The prince of this world will come. This world belongs to the prince of this world.
And have nothing in me.
And the prince of this world got how much in me?
Nothing.
Nothing. He gonna tell you why you putting them fringes on. You know people gonna be looking at you all over the place. They're going to tell you the contrary because he ain't got nothing in Yahweh. So when you ain't got your fringes on, you know exactly who you're working with, who you serving. You're serving Satan the devil to have nothing in him if you're not wearing no fringes, if you know you Israel. Because that's the sign Yahweh looks upon you is the fringes. And if you don't have them on, you ain't serving him, you're serving Satan the devil. That's how important it is to have the fringes on. Brother O'Shea, give me 1 John 2, 15 through 17. And we're going to bring our brother in, Brother Chief, to step down a little bit. 1 John chapter 2, he's going to tell you something for you to always never forget these things. 1 John 2, 15 out of verse 17. See, you've got to be a ministry to set the standard. If you want Yahweh to intervene in your life, you got to play by this man. We found this man as a hard man. He's an austere man. That means his way or the highway. Is that what we read earlier? He ain't compromising with you. He tell you just what I want. If you don't do it, this is what you got coming. Look what he said in 1 John, Bob O'Shea.
1 John,
chapter 2, 15 out of verse 17. What is he saying?
Love not the world.
He tell you what?
Love not the world.
Tell you, now he's telling you love not the world. Go ahead.
Use the things that are in it.
And don't worry about things that's in it. Don't, Lord, not worry. Yahweh gave you fringes and garments. Put your fringes on, Lord, not to worry. Go ahead and read.
Love, if any man love the world.
Now, wait a minute. If any man or woman love the world.
The love of the Father is not in
him. Now, y'all hear that? So if you love the world, you ain't working on Yahweh. Because Yahweh is an austere man, and he's a hard man. He said, I don't want these children of Israel wearing a ribbon of blue and fringe. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Now, if we chose not to do that, then what? Who are we loving then?
The world.
And who the world is?
Satan
the devil. Ain't that plain? Come on, go to those children and some other.
15.
What?
All that is in the world.
All that's in the world.
The lust of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
And the lust of the eyes.
Yes.
Pride of life.
Pride of life.
It's not the Father.
It's not what? It's not the Father. Go ahead.
But it's of the world.
It's of the world? And who word is this?
Satan
the devil's word. Go ahead.
Verse 17. And the world passes away.
This world will do what?
Pass away.
Go ahead and read.
And the lust thereof.
And the lust thereof.
He that do the will of Yahweh.
Uh-oh. If he or she do the will of Yahweh, what will happen? They're going to do what? Now, there go your charge. Now, there go your pros and cons. All you got to do is the will of Yahweh, you know, and he got you. But if you don't do the world thing, you got a problem wearing your fringes. He told her, our time is always. We don't know our time. He know his time. So I think we ought to start looking at this Bible a little bit more closer and start doing a little more of this Bible because the time is at hand. And on that note, over to Brother T. Israel, T. Ray.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh. Right. This one was still in real quick. Brother Chris Israel, T. Roy, about this world, right? Alright, give me that 1 Corinthians 7:31.
1 Corinthians 7:31.
Alright,
here we go. 1 Corinthians 7:31, and it reads. And they that and they that use this world as not abusing it for the fashion of this world passes away.
Yeah, the fashion we got on the fashion of this world passes away.
Yahweh.
Okay, give me that,
Israel.
Give me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
For righteous spirits will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Yeah, that righteous spirit will teach in the same hour with your opposite sex. All right. Okay, Brother Chris Israel, let's see Roy. Give me that Luke 21.
Okay, here we go.
Luke 21. Yeah, Luke 21, pick up at verse 14.
And it reads, Luke chapter 21, verse 14, settle it, therefore, in your mind, not to meditate before what ye shall answer.
So don't try to, what he said here, write verses or whatever, whatnot. Write verses. Okay. And that's all. Okay, verse 15.
Verse 15.
For I will give you a mouth and wisdom.
He said, I will give you a mouth and wisdom.
Which,
okay, what is wisdom? What does wisdom start with? I will give you a mouth and wisdom.
Fear Yahuwah's wisdom.
You say what?
The fear of Yahuwah is great wisdom.
Okay, since you said the fear of Yahuwah is wisdom, but where we can read that at?
Go to...
Well, I can read about the fear of Yahuwah. When I can read.
Again, make no statements unless you got a verse to back it up. Don't be quick
exactly right.
to make a statement if you don't have a verse to back it up.
I can read about the fear of Yahuwah.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 5
5 and 6.
Listen to this conversation here.
And the devil taking them up to the righteous city.
Right.
He set them on the pinnacle of the temple.
Yes, he did.
And said unto him.
What did he say to him?
If you be the son of Yahweh.
He said, if you be the son of Yahweh.
Cast yourself down.
Cast yourself down.
For it is written.
But it is written.
He shall give his ministry spirit charge concerning you.
Now look what he said. It's written. It's written. But he don't tell you where. That's the point we make. When you say something, that's the spirit of Satan the devil. If you say something, he say that's his M.O. He'll say, yeah, it's in the Bible somewhere. Well, it's in the Bible somewhere. But that's the spirit of Satan. It is written. But he never tell us where it's written at. Where it's written at. So you got to watch those who quote out scripture, and you ask them where it's at, and they can't find it. So you got to make sure that pattern is not on you. Because Satan is the one who will say things, and but he never tell you where it's at. Let's get a stack of windows on that. Go to Bubba Shield. Let's go to Luke chapter 4. Let's get a stack of windows on. See, you got to be very careful about who you serve. We're going to look at Luke chapter 4 and pick up verse 7 and 8. Let's see what's saying 7 and 8. Now watch the conversation that he gives that we can read.
Luke chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
Listen to this.
You therefore will worship me.
If you worship me,
it shall be mine.
Yes. He said, oh, my, whatever I got, you got it. Go ahead.
Verse 8. Our son answered and said to him, if you blind me, it is written, you shall worship not far, your not far, and only shall
you serve. So you see, you have to be clear about who's saying what. And Satan loves to quote out scriptures, but never tell you where none at. Yahweh goes with the other hand. So you got to be clear. That's why we got to edify the six anointed calves to be clear. When you're ready to say something, make sure you duck in the row. When you say, well, I got something, then we want to hear you right away, like a storm machine, bring it out. Not to stall me waiting around at 15, 20 minutes. That's not the spirit we got to put on tape. Somebody got to set the standard. But we got to set the standard. When we say we got something, we be ready to read the rest then and there, or we hold our peace until we get it. Back to Brother King Israel.
Okay. Now, that precept, he said, I will give you this message spirit charge on you, keep you in the way, right? All right, let's go. Brother Chris Israel, T-Roy, give me Psalm 91 real quick, where I just written that. I'm going to show you where it is written at. Give me Psalms 91 real quick. All right, here we go. Give me Psalms 91. You get there real quick. Psalms 91. Now we're at Luke 4 and Matthew 4, right? Psalms
91.
Okay. All right, yeah, Psalm 91.
A verse.
Psalm 91, verse 11 and verse 12.
Psalm 91, verse 11 and verse 12. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Didn't we just read that in Matthew 4 and Luke 4? 4?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, go ahead. Verse 12.
Verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hand, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone.
Okay. All right, give me that verse 13 real quick. Give me verse 13.
Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion.
So that lion, so, you know, they have a double meaning. And what that lion is, what is, you got a lion, you got two different animals here. You got the lion and you got the adder. Okay? I'll keep going.
The lion and adder. The young lion.
Okay, who's the young lion?
Who's the young lion? And we can read the young lion. The young lion. What tribe is that? The young lion. The what? Okay, the young lion. Alright. Let's go to Genesis real quick. Go to Genesis. Hold your marker there. We'll come back. Going to Genesis, 29th chapter. The all right, Genesis 49. This is 49. Verse 1 and 2. Let's get down to verse 8.
Now we in Bible study class. Now this is Bible study class. You know, we got to be in a position to help others. After we got it, we can help others. Now this is Bible study class. Now when we let the Bible.
Yeah, Genesis 49 chapter, verse 1 and 2. Let's get down verse 8. Genesis chapter 49, verse 1 and 2. Verse 8. Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together, and hear, you sons of Israel, and listen unto Israel your father.
And we're supposed to listen to Israel your father.
Yep, well.
Hey, Yadah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. So Yadah is you are he whom your brother prays, the rest of the other tribes to praise Yadah, which is the top of the tribe. Go ahead. Your head tribe, go ahead.
Your head shall be in the net of your enemies,
right? Which is going on right now, but not in the mindset of B-O-T-T-Y. Go ahead.
Your father's children shall bow down before you.
Father's children shall bow down before you.
Nine.
Verse 8. I mean, verse 9.
That is the night as well. I'm afraid, my son, you are grown up. He stoops down. He challenges the lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up?
Who shall rouse him up?
Now, let me show you how you get in there and do some precepting.
Yeah.
So now, I'm going to show you how you get in there and do some precepting in the Bible study class on this right here. Now, let's go to let's go to Revelation 5.
Yeah.
Let's go to 5.
That's
and
right.
Let's pick it up at verse 5 through 7. Let's see how we, now this is where your precepting come in at. To bring paint the picture. We're gonna paint this picture a little bit. By going to End Time Prophecy and find out more about this lion. And who is this lion? And then we're going to find out what he's going to do shortly. Let's run to Revelation chapter 5, pick it up verse 5. Brother O'Shea.
Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. One of the elders said to me, weep not.
Yes, stop crying.
Behold. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the ruler of Judah, that prevailed to open the book.
Oh, so the war that prevailed to open the book come out of what tribe?
Yadah.
And so he had prevailed to do what?
Open the book.
Open the book.
And to loose the seven seals.
And so he is the one that can loose the seven seals. He prevailed. So that's where it's gonna come from. So all the answers, it's gonna come from what tribe?
Yadah.
You see that? Because they can do what? Go on that verse. They can loose, there you go. They can loose the understanding on where we are today. Keep reading.
Verse 6. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, the lamb that had been slain, and standing on his high, which are
by the seven spirits of your father sent forth into all the earth. He came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne.
That's good. So he came and got the book. Because he was to loose the book out, loose the book, right? So what tribe is he from that you're going to loose the book? Okay. What is the prophecy of it in Micah chapter 5?
Yeah.
Pick up verse 1, that brother Elijah. We're going to pick it up and we're going to see the prophecy of him coming. He told the seer that he was coming in Micah chapter 5, but something he was going to do. Let's find out what he going to do once. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. Micah, chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's find out what he said he was going to do. Micah, chapter 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. What did he say he was going to do?
Micah, chapter 5, 1, 2, 4. 1. Now gather yourself if it's in truth. O daughter of truth.
Right.
He has laid feet against us.
Yes.
They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod from the chief.
Oh, he going to be a who?
Judge of Israel.
So this is going to be the judge of Israel. This is prophecy of the judge of Israel coming. But he said the judge of Israel is going to get hit in the mouth. The judge of Israel will, but when he do come, he's going to be hit in the mouth. Go ahead.
2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah.
Yeah, Bethlehem, Ephratah. Go ahead.
So you be little among the thousands of Yahzah.
Yeah.
Yet out of you.
But out of you.
Shall he come forth.
So that's what he's coming forth through. Go ahead.
Unto me.
Yeah, unto me.
That it should be ruler in Israel.
So he's going to be, and his purpose is to be ruler. Where?
In Israel.
Go ahead and read.
Whose going forth have been from of old.
Now his going forth, it did not start with Mary like a lot of Israelite camps teach. His going forth, he came through Mary, but his going forth been how long that we can read?
Forever life.
He's coming from what kind of place?
From old.
So the one we serve is the one, he didn't show up in Mary's time. This guy came from where?
From of old.
From how old?
From everlasting.
From everlasting. No timeline on this book. Three.
Therefore will he give them up.
Oh, but now he going to give somebody up.
Until the time that she which prevailed has brought forth.
Uh-huh.
Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel.
Oh, the remnant of the brothers going to now be found out what tribe he's coming down to. And he's talking about his brothers. But he said he's going to give them up. Now, why was he going to give them up, Mother King of Israel? Let's see why he's going to give them up in Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 through 50. Let's find out why is he going to give them up. He's got to paint the picture. Why is he going to give them up? Let's see, is there anything we can read why he's going to come down to the tribe of Judah, but then he's going to give them up. Why is he going to give them up? Let's see, can we read why he's going to give them up in the 28th chapter, 47 through 50.
Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse
47
through 50.
And A.B. have me Hosea chapter 5. Pick up the verse 14 and 15. Had that away though. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 through 50.
Now this is the reason he's going to give up the tribe of Yahzah Judah and all the rest of the Israelites. This is the reason why he's going to give them up. Let's see why.
Verse 47. Because you servants not Yahweh, your Yahweh.
You see that?
With joyfulness.
Otherwise, when it's time to serve me, you don't have no what in you.
Joyfulness.
You got to have the serve Yahweh. You got to have what?
Joyfulness.
And I got to read it. Go ahead.
I
got to
stop that joyfulness. And with gladness.
And with gladness. So when you serve Yahweh, you got to have some joyfulness and gladness.
That's right.
Is that what we read here?
Yeah.
Brother Hosea, tell me something real quick, Brother Hosea. In 122 verse 1 of Psalms, what does it say? He's supposed to be what? 122 verse 1. When it comes down to Yahuwah's business, Yahuwah, he's saying, I installed all this on you. You mean you can't give me, you can't give me a 122 verse 1? A Psalm, what does it say?
122 verse 1.
What?
I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of Yahweh.
I was glad when they said, let me go to the temple of Yahweh. I just happy when it's time for us to take care of Yahweh's business. So he said, this is the kind of spirit he's talking about. He know what he's going to store on you, but he waiting on you to kick in on what he just said in 122 verse 1. You're going to be glad when it's time to take care of Yahweh's business. I was glad when they said, let's go to the temple of Yahweh. Because I know what's going on there, Brother O'Shea, 7:3-17.
Yeah.
I know what's going on. See, if I can get there in one of the six locations, I know what's going on according to 7:3-17. What's going on? Yeah, 7:3-17. So what's going on? Why is I in a hurry to get there? Let's see. Can we read it? 7:3-17.
Until I went to the temple of
Yahweh, the sanctuary means.
Then I
understood what's going to happen to the end. Now I understand, but I got to get there. To get there, I can't sit there and hide behind the curtain. I got to get among the brothers that's in the Word where I can understand what's going on. You see it? So David left his bridge to go palace and got to the church. And we want to just pack in and sit there and look behind the curtain. We're doing it backwards, and we're going to come up backwards in California. So we got to do it the way Yahweh a minister did. So I said, once we do it the way they done it, then Yahweh don't intervene.
Right.
Now let's come on back to Hosea chapter 5. A, B, or PB. Now this is what he's saying in verse 14 and 15. Now be clear about this. Hosea 5, 14 and 15. Look what he's saying on this.
Hosea chapter 5.
Hosea. Let's go up. H-O-S-E-A.
Yeah.
On the right side of the book. Chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Let's go to Hosea chapter 5, 14 and 15.
Hosea chapter 5, 14 and 15.
What does it say?
Well, I will be unto Ephraim as a lion.
He said, I will be unto Ephraim like a lion, as a lion.
As young
grown. What kind of lion he gonna be on the tin on the drive? And then you have plenty of you take care of. I'm gonna tear and I'm gonna go away. And nobody going to get you by this thing. Now let me say in verse 15.
I will go and turn to my place.
He's not going back and sit on the right hand of my Father.
Yeah. So they acknowledge
their sin. So once you acknowledge that you're not serving me the way I tell you to serve me, go ahead.
And see my face.
Then you got to seek my face from the tribe of Yahweh Judah.
In their affliction. They will seek you early.
So how much pain you need to start kicking this man? How much pain this man got to continue to take you through before he kicks? So he made it plain, A, B, or Phoebe, and 1 Peter 4, verse 7. He made it plain already. 1 Peter 4, 7. He made it plain. He made it plain. And most of Israel, we are the 4th chapter, verse 17 through 19 of 1 Peter.
1 Peter
Great thanks.
But the end of all things is at hand.
The end of all things is at hand.
Be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
Be sober, get some prayers in, and watch. Because this thing is at a close. And now where are you going to start at, Mother dear of Israel?
1 Peter chapter 4,
17 through 19. Listen good, what he say?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 through 19.
Listen good.
Verse 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh.
So that's where judgment, it's where it's going to start. It's going to start. Right at the temple of Yahweh. So if you're looking for a cakewalk, it's not going to be. Go ahead.
And if it first began at us.
And if it first began at us, it's an anointed camp.
What shall the end be of them that obey not the Torah?
So imagine what they got coming. If they're going to continue to drag their feet on taking care of Yahweh's business. Go ahead.
Obey not the covenant of Yahweh. Verse 18. And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
Oh, and the righteous going to be how many?
Scarcely.
Scarcely going to be saved.
Where shall the un-Yahweh and the sinner appear? Verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of Yahweh.
You hear the man saying? Let them that suffer according to what kind of will?
The will of
Yahweh.
Commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing.
But always be doing what?
Well-doing.
Always make sure you're doing well. If you suffer but doing well-doing, Yahweh, go ahead.
As unto a faithful creator.
Yeah. We got to make sure we understand this is not no easy struggle. We're going to suffer, but we got something coming in reward. So if we get it right, you imagine the ones that ain't going to get it right, what they got coming. Back to Brother T. Israel.
Yeah,
because
you're going to be tried. That same book there, that 1 Peter chapter 4, right, 12. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you.
Strange happened unto you. Verse 13.
But rejoice.
It is for to rejoice. When it's trials, it is for to rejoice.
That's right.
It's his reward. Go ahead.
Inasmuch as you are partakers of Yahweh the Son suffering.
You're part of Yahweh the Son suffering of this. Go ahead.
That when his honor or his greatness shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
You may be glad but also exceeding joy. Yahweh. 14.
Woo!
Verse 14.
If you be reproached for the name of Yahweh the Son, happy are you.
So the happy thing, blessed are you, happy are you.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Fear of his greatness and Yahweh restoreth unto you.
Rested upon you. Go ahead.
Rested upon you on their part. He is evil spoken of.
So we said on their part, the ones that did you, on their part is evil.
Right.
We got evil coming. Evil spoken of. Go ahead.
But on your part, he is great. So right.
He is honored. He is honored. But on your part, he is honored. You have a cake for me. That's why it's not going to be no cake for me.
If they hated him, they hated us.
You read that. All right, so back to what I was met earlier on that okay? Now we're talking about that young lion, right? I was talking to Psalms 91. Psalms 91, verse
11 to 13. Right,
13
is the last.
Okay, the young lion. Give me, while we're already in Psalms, give me Psalms 17, verse 12. Psalms 17, verse 12. For the GF Israel, Psalms 17, verse 12.
Psalms 17, verse 12 reads, like as a lion that is ready of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in secret.
Okay, it says, if it were a young lion lurking
in secret place.
That's Proverbs 17, verse 12. That's Proverbs 17, verse 12, being read. They're lurking in secret place. Are you talking about that Psalm 17?
Yes, yeah, Proverbs, yeah. Lurking in secret place.
What's that supposed to mean? Lurking in secret places. What's that supposed to mean? You said Proverbs 1:18?
Yeah.
That's a precept. You said Proverbs 1:18?
Yeah.
Let me see what that says.
Yeah.
That Proverbs chapter 1, verse 11?
11.
Yeah. Are you talking about the precept or the seal?
Yeah.
Have you read that Proverbs 1:7 already? You got to read what David said, the precept for that fear, real quick. I'm going to come back to that real quick. The secret of place, he said a young lion lurking in a secret place. But it's through Israel. Give me that Deuteronomy 29:29.
Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, and it reads, the secret thing belongs unto the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, for those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this Torah.
So we're instructed in the first five books.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Amos 3:7. Amos chapter 3, verse 7.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7.
For those
who hear Israel, be Lord. Israel, my servant.
Israel whom I have chosen.
And that's the one I have chosen. You see that? See how that ties into what we painted. Then you say, well, where all this come from? And Brother Elijah come back and say, where everything come from is 2555. It was a book out of the heavenly Sabbath called the 35 book. And 2555 Leviticus.
Leviticus. Chapter 25, verse 55.
Listen to this.
Unto me, the children of Israel are my servants.
Yeah.
They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Mizraim. I am a Yahweh, you're a Yahweh.
You see that? So now that's how you paint the picture. Everybody add on to what the storyline is, and everybody gets edified. But we got to take notes, and we got to be able to discuss among ourselves and throw the priest up back and forth each other to get strong about a week. Back to Mother Israel.
Okay, there's one more witness that I'll say again. Give me a... Huh?
Isaiah 41, verse 8.
Become a great and mighty
nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed of him.
Okay.
So that was explained to
everyone. Now, let me go up. Now, when we read stuff like that, all the nations will be blessed through him.
Yeah.
What is our mindset on that question? We want to get our mindset. We like to know what medicine to pass on.
Right.
So, Brother Moshe, when you hear a statement like that, what do your mind tell you that all the nations will be blessed through him? What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you're thinking about that on the
all of Israel?
Now you finished doing what?
Seeking Yahweh, Led. And you won't find him.
You seek him with all your mind.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Verse 30.
But
when you are in tribulation.
What we in right now?
Yeah.
Yahweh.
And then Yahweh going to deliver. Is that what we read, Brother Hosea? Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah,
all right, come on back up. Brother
T. Sir. All right. He was at Isaiah 41. It said, he was at verse 9. It said, call you from the chief man. Chief man of what? Call you from the chief man. Now, let's preach up what that chief man is. We're going to, get warm up in Romans. Romans 3. Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Brother Hosea Israel, D. Roy.
Romans chapter 3.
Verse 1. What advances then of Israelites? Okay, I see the word Jew there. It's talking about Yada. The word Jew is the watered down word for Yada. Israel.
Not what we do, but education process. Now we'll break that down in writing to show you why what he just said we can read. Now, brother Hosea. Now we're gonna go and see exactly when you see that word what to do.
Yeah.
Let's run to the book on what book we want to run to. We run the second. We're going to the book of Kings.
Yeah.
And we're going to see exactly how to catch the twist. We're going to see how we catch him and see when he put that word in, we can catch him in the writings of the Bible. Let's go to the, we go on to 1 Kings. And let's see what we got to go to. But we're going to see how we can catch them. See, right now it's time to catch them red-handed on doing things. And in 2 Kings, the reason why you see it in 2 Kings, pick it up at verse number. We're going to show you how you catch it in the right. Pick it up at verse 37. 2 Kings 15, 37. We want to get a name on it. Matter of fact, look at verse 33 and 37. We want to get a name on it. We're going to get the name first running around. First King 15, 33 and 37. 2 King 15, 33 and 37. Let's see what it says. Don't go here. Let's see what that says.
15, verse 33 and 37. Yes. 33. 5 and 20 years old and he began to reign.
Well, now back up to verse 32. 32.
32. Second year, the son of the
real monk, yes.
King of Israel.
Right.
Began.
Okay, good. So you got the name Yahdah Judah on it to reign, right?
Yep.
Now skip down to verse 37.
In those days, Yahweh began to stand against Yahdah Judah, against the king of Syria, and the son of Ramaliah.
Okay, good. So we seeing a trend of Yahdah Judah, Syria and Israel, we've seen a whole lot of trends, right? Let's see what it says in 16, verse 1.
16, verse 1. 17 years of Sheba, the son of Remaliah, Ahab, the son of the son, king of God.
So now we started seeing the king of whom?
God.
Right. Good. Now let's go and pick it up right by verse number 5. and read and read exactly where you said and five, and then watch what happened. Let's see what we catch in verse 6. Now we're hearing about Syria, Israel, and Yah God Judah. We're hearing about it. What does it say in verse 5? 16, right. 16:5.
Then King of Syria.
Right, we got him on the table.
Son of Gemaliah. Right. Israel. Came up to Israel to war.
He came up to who?
Israel.
The king of Israel came up to Yah-Jah. He came up to Yah-Jah. The Jerusalem right here, southern kingdom, is Yah-Jah to war, right?
Right.
Now, watch what they do in verse 6 before your eyes. Now, read it where you see.
At that time, Reuben, king of Syria, covered the mouth of Syria.
What word is there? What word is there?
At that time, read the king of Syria,
okay, that's the first time the word ever mentioned in the Bible was Jews. So what word was replaced for Jews? You see that? Well, that's when they slipped that word in on your Jew for Yah God Judah. There you go right there. And from that point on, from this point on now, Yah God Judah becomes the Jew. So there's it there. That's the first time the word came into the Jew. The Jew. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that's the first time the word came in right there, the Jew. Y'all see it?
Yeah.
But what did the word Jew replace? So when you jumped over there in Romans and you said Israel, all right, what you supposed to put in now? Y'all God for that Jew. You see that? So here go the first time the word ever was used, the word Jew, and it replaced 16 verse 1. What word did it replace in 16 verse 1? You see that? Y'all got it?
Yeah.
So that word was replaced. That word was replaced.
Yeah.
So that's the word was replaced. The big journal. God will be with you. 1, 2, and 3. All right. So that's the word that was replaced. So when you jump down in Romans chapter 3, it ain't talking about Israel or southern kingdom already. They already, America already gone. It ain't gone long time. All thing now exists in the southern kingdom. So that Jew you read over there in Romans chapter 3